This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming. But when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all. By mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, 25th July 2014. Let me go right back to the phone. Scott in Oregon. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Johnny. How are you, brother?
Better than yesterday. What's on your mind today?
Attaboy. Hey, listen, you're just a little bit older than me. Otherwise, I'd just leave it all to you guys. But what I'm asking you as a friend, I'd like a friend's opinion. What does somebody do? We know the Lord gives wealth. I'm not that rich or anything. But, you know, I'm looking at Salvation Army. What do we do with money that we have and we have no family? What would you suggest, my friend?
Scott? this might sound a little biased and a little bit self-serving.
That's okay.
Okay. What I would do is I would leave a portion of the money to people that you know and trust that are doing what has to be done. Can you think of anybody like that?
Well, I can think of RVN. I can think of also getting out the true gospel. I'm an old Calvinist, okay? Do you know the difference?
No, I don't.
Well, I believe in God's complete sovereignty, and I don't. We don't get saved by walking down the aisle and saying these magic words. That's a nuance that's about 100 years old.
You mean, are you talking old school, walk the walk and talk the talk kind of thing?
No, I think it's a bunch of BS. I think that God is sovereign and he's elected to salvation. And you know what? I'm not a hyper-Calvinist, but I believe that God's elected to salvation whomever he chooses, because he's the creator and he's in charge of all this whole business. He's in charge. And he'll give you understanding that you are, in fact, one of his children. But the rest, he passed by.
Well, I've always... And how long have you listened to this network, Scott?
Good grief. How long you been here, John? I caught on to you as soon as you came on.
10 years.
A long time, and I really enjoy it.
Ten years.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, you're a great alternative to AJ, because he's mono. He's mono viewpointed, where you have a wonderful... array of different hosts and guests that are in the know. You guys know, it's just not one. Back in the day, AJ was, he was just so much, what was it, September 11th, you know, no. It got pretty old pretty quick to those that realize there's a lot more to it than that. Whatever you look, I got another call, but no, that's secondary to this. I'm talking to my friend John right now, so what do you think, John? That's a point of view that actually holds true to me. I was raised Catholic, I think like you were.
Yeah.
And then I went into this understanding that, we get saved by just walking down the aisle and accepting Jesus.
Well,
that's nonsense. That's man's idea.
Scott, let me give you my opinion. You've heard me say on the air before, and if you've been listening for 10 years, I know you've heard me say this. We have a problem here with, and I was talking to Don Campbell. This is a call that you should put into Don Campbell's show, because he could really get into a discussion with you. But for those that do not believe that the Bible is in the inherent Word of God, what I have seen a lot of people adopt is the philosophy and the law of the Bible without necessarily believing in Jesus. And Scott, I know what you're going to respond to right then and there. But my purpose for saying this is I envision God, however, old guy with white hair, sitting in the cloud. He's sitting there with his arms crossed, going, wait a minute. Why do you people keep praying to me? Why do you keep coming to me with your problems? I have given you the law. I've given you the ability to choose which path you're going to take. So what are you doing? Why do you keep praying to me? Why do you keep imploring me to help you? And I already did. And for those that do not believe, like you may believe or other people necessarily believe, the other ones were smart enough to look at this as a life's philosophy. And gee, what a wonderful way for people to live. Not killing, not murdering, not coveting, not stealing, not going after the neighbor's wife. You know the drill. But we have almost a subhuman entity on our doorstep that want to separate us from any spirituality, any philosophies that counter anything goes attitude, and you're seeing that today. Anything goes. And for as much, Scott, as much as people go, well, I don't believe in Jesus and I don't believe in that whole God thing, well, that, you know what? That is a person's choice, to or not to. I get that.
Yeah.
But when you come to the cohesiveness and the glue that keeps a society together, the other ones that didn't believe were smart enough to stand back and go, you know what, this is a pretty good thing. I'm not going to mess with it.
Yeah.
So, Scott...
Well, good heed, my friend. Thanks for being there as a friend. You're a good friend.
I appreciate that, Scott. I really do. We are family. You've heard...
Absolutely.
You've heard the call.
I love to give, when I can, to RBN, and I'm an archiver. Oh, one more thing, John.
Mm-hmm.
Archives? You know, I miss Gerald Celente, and every time I go there as an archiver, it's not found. Is there any way you guys can expedite the Gerald Celente? it's July the 15th, hour.
Yeah, make a note of it, will you? You did? Did you?
Please.
Hold on. My engineer here is talking to me. What? You did make note? Can you fix it for our friend there in Oregon? Okay. Yeah, and thank you, Scott. I appreciate your call.
Thanks, buddy. God richly bless you and the network, and we'll keep listening and tell a friend and bring what we can to the table.
There you
Everything go. Everything good to you, my buddy.
Time is short. Thank you, Scott. The one guy that's supposed to be fixing the conglomeration. By the way, there's not any off-the-shelf automatically load type of archives. They are all manually driven. The one that we had would automatically upload the programs. That's why it was so valuable. Unfortunately, the one guy that can fix this thing is so damn busy, he's been taking his sweet time about getting around to this. Now, some of you had a legitimate gripe. Somebody here messed with the compression ratio of archives. I'm not looking at you. Keep eating. Well, I was looking at you, but not for that reason. But somebody changed the compression ratio, and it made everybody's sound speeded up. That has been corrected. And my friend in Oregon, if I had $1,500, $2,000 bucks right now in my pocket, I'd go out and get that IT guy to go through those 36,000 lines. It's always an issue of money. Always. Steve and Brian, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
That everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. Steve in Pennsylvania. Hello, Steve.
Hey, John, how are you?
Hi.
Listen, John, I wanted to touch on a couple of things that you spoke about earlier. Number one, Blaine Cooper. What you said was earlier was absolutely a fact. Blaine has been taken off of Facebook because of a lot of the information that he's been posting, information that's valuable to, you know, any patriot out there. The reason I know this is because we support Blaine. If you or your listeners would go to Patriots Information Hotline, We now have about 10 locations between Arizona and Texas where we have boots on the ground, where we are basically in between for these boots on the ground 24/7. They call us. We put out the information. We have callers calling in 24/7 trying to find out what's going on down there, wanting to go down there. So we hook up people depending on which area they want to go down. And this is what we've been doing. And in the last couple of weeks, we've been getting calls just off the wall. And a lot more people waking up as long as this keeps going on.
Okay, let me, and Steve, let me back up here. That's Patriots, plural, Patriots Information Hotline dot what?
Right. Patriots Information Hotline, one word, .com.
Okay.
And there's a phone number if you go to the website or the Facebook page where, by the way, you will see those pictures from Blaine, because Blaine sends us everything that he has posted on, you know, on Facebook. He sends that to us. We're
so you can mirror it?
On our,
so you can
yeah,
mirror,
we,
yeah.
We're still getting all his stuff, and we're posting it
okay, good.
On Facebook.
Good.
So, you know, and we're in touch with Blaine 24/7. He can call, you know, our hotline 24/7. There's literally somebody on the hotline 24/7 because we are there.
Okay, well, Steve, let me get out the pertinent information here. What's the number?
Okay, let me just give me 1 second because...
You don't know it by memory, I understand. Because you're not the one
yeah.
calling it, you're the one answering it.
I'm the one answering it, exactly. So I really have to just give me 1 second while I get this for you.
Not a problem.
All right, yes, the number's area code 559-726-1300.
Okay.
Now, when you call that number, 559-726-1300, they're going to ask you for an access code because it is a conference line, and you just punch in 639939. That's 639939, and you will be on the conference. Now, sometimes there's one person there, sometimes there's 20, sometimes there's even more. Sometimes we have interviews with people. We'll have some commanders that are boots on the ground down there. We'll interview them. People can call. And if you go to the Facebook site, we usually... we'll put out a list of what's going to happen during that week, and 9 p.m. at night we'll have an interview with somebody. On
9 p.m. Eastern?
9 p.m. Eastern, a couple of days a week. We were doing it every day, but since we had a call for action for people to get down to the border when this whole thing started over a month ago, we haven't been doing as many interviews, but we're starting to pick up on them again. So if you go to the Facebook page, you'll find out all that information. But in the meantime, we do put out information for Nogales, Arizona, for California. We have Operation Phoenix. We have Camp Geronimo in Texas, Laredo, Texas. I can't tell you exactly who we have down there or how many people because of security risks.
Understood.
But we have people down there, and more people are going down there more and more. And what I wanted to address was that we do have a lot of people who call in, a lot of militia who do call in, and some who don't. And really, a lot of people are waiting for the government to call on the militia. And I just want to say that that is a huge mistake.
That is not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Number one, in 2006, Bush called up to, they play with words, of course, 6,000, you know, National Guardsmen to go down to the border. Now we have Perry, I think, just to save face, up to 1,000, which is going to do absolutely nothing. And again, up to, which means maybe he can send one or two people. It's not going to do anything. We are citizens of the United States of America. When our government fails us, and the government doesn't really have that much to do other than, you know, protect the borders and build highways, the bottom line is that they have failed us. Perry has failed his state for the past, since he's been in there.
Well, he's, and Steve, he's not going to go against the grain too hard because he's of the Bilderberg set. His lieutenant governor is ex-CIA.
And you're exactly right. People need to understand that. And the thing is that people are waking up to that. So, you know, we have people going down there. People are losing their jobs. People are leaving their families. They're going down there just like they did with the Bundy Ranch. And it's going to be more and more people going down there.
Yeah.
One other thing I want to bring to the attention of the listeners is that it's just, I know that your listeners do not need much proof as to who's behind this. I mean, you put it out there well. You tell it well. You know, all you have to do is look into Catholic Charities, this Baptist organization that was awarded over $50 million not too long ago, to build these areas where these, you know, refugees, illegal immigrants will stay. That's been in the works for 3 years. Catholic Charities was awarded over $20 million over 3 years ago. They knew this was happening. It took them 3 years to coordinate this whole thing.
Yeah, and here's the deal, Steve. Rather than going into the countries themselves and stopping it or stemming it right there or helping the people in these countries, it's real bad that people down in El Salvador and Honduras are having problems with drug gangs or living conditions that aren't quite right. But you know what?
Right.
That's not our problem. That's their problem. And
right.
we're not going
right.
to take the result or the excuse as to why these people should be called refugees. And for the sake of caring for the little children, like I said, how many children in this country are going to bed hungry? How many parents can't hang on to jobs? Where is the federal government in support of us? This is almost laughable.
For those people who are waiting for governors of the border states to call in the militia, let me tell you something. Those MS-13 gangs are not waiting for their government to tell them to go into America. They're coming in here. This is our country. We have to protect this country. We cannot wait for a de facto government to come in and tell us what we should do, we should not do. We need to get boots on the ground. Every citizen doesn't have to be militia. If you care about this country, and even if you can't go down there, which a lot of people can't, we get calls in from people who are retired. A lot of people who are retired military who want to know what can they do. They can't go down there. What can they do? I'm talking about 70, 80-year-old men and women who send money down, who send supplies down. We have lists and lists, P.O. boxes. We send gas cards down to these guys. I mean, we do everything that we can.
Right.
But the main thing is we give them information. They give us information.
Right.
We have information on what's going down there 24/7.
All right, Steve?
I will say if you call the hotline, there might not be a lot of action. You might hear, just a couple people talking. Don't worry about it. They'll always say, who do we have here? If you have a question, they'll do their best to help you out.
Okay. All right. Let me just review the information you provided us. Patriots, this is all not spaced or hyphenated or capitalized.
Nope.
Patriot,
one long word.
PatriotsInformationHotline.com.
That's correct.
The number is 559-726-1300. And you need a code, and here is the code, 639-939.
Right, and Barbie Rogers is the founder of Patriots Information Hotline. She started it up during the Bundy Ranch. She was a call-in person herself, and she wound up taking over the conference call line and creating this so that it could become bigger, and she wanted it to go beyond the Bundy Ranch, and she's doing a great job. And, of course, you're going to always have the naysayers. You're going to always have the people who you think are on your side that are going to come against you. You know what that's like being on the radio show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you think you have friends, and all of a sudden, you have a lot of egos and a lot of glory people in this that don't like what's going on if they're not at the head of it and everything. But I will say this. These people are real. We have about 7 people who are on this hotline. We help each other out all the time. We're from all over the United States. Well, none of us have really ever met each other face-to-face, maybe a couple of us, but we're on there. We're answering calls. We're giving as much information as we can, and we're taking in as much information as we can.
Steve,
so it's a good start.
Steve, I've got a break here. Thank you for your call and your information.
All right. Thank you, John.
All righty, sir. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. strikehardgear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
We are back. Brian in California. Go ahead, Brian. Thanks for holding.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hi. I actually used to have a friend that was in the Mexican gang, MS-13, I think that's what it's called. And he was actually awake, and I was able to hang out with him a few times at his house and get to know his family. And his it's kind of stereotypical. His mom was getting assistance from the government and food stamps. He was like 23, and he was getting paid to stay home and take care of his mom. His brother had an ankle bracelet for breaking, robbing people and stuff. But he told me one day that I asked him about the gang, and he said that his whole family was in the gang. He said his aunts, his uncles, his grandparents, his brothers, his cousins, and he said pretty much everyone he knew that was Mexican was in it. And he told me too that they have their own little plan for when the country collapses, and they know it's going to collapse. And he said that their plan is to block off neighborhoods with cars so people can't come in or out and go door to door and rob and steal and kill, or, you know, just take whatever they need and take over neighborhood at a time. Like, I don't hang out with them anymore. But
yeah, I'm okay. I'm glad.
Do they
understand? You know, now imagine this, Brian. If Billy Clinton would have got his way with gun control and any other asshat that's tried to take arms away from the American people, That has not transpired. It has to a lesser degree, but not a greater degree. We got more arms in this country. So let them cordon off blocks. Let them try to go into houses. And after I eliminate the problem on my own doorstep, I'll be there to help my neighbor. They let them, you know, the people, it's just not the government that has this Achilles heel. It's one of arrogance. It's one of power. They think they have the power. But let me tell you something. What you're going to see hit the streets is going to be a resistance and the, dare I use the term, final solution to the problem. Number one, you invaded my country. Number two, you're lawbreakers. Number three, you plan on murdering and killing. I don't have a problem in the world dropping your ass wherever you stand.
I agree. Another thing I wanted to say, too, is that I know people are not going to like to hear this, but I would say that the illegals actually have more rights in America than most Americans do, and it's because of contract law. And people call the United States government our government, and it's not even a government. It can be proven that it's actually a international, like a foreign international corporation.
That's right.
And any time that you claim to be a United States citizen, or if you claim to be a resident or a citizen of your, like the city of where I'm from, Chico, if I say the city of Chico, I'm a resident, that means I'm an employee of the franchise.
The corporation of which they hold dominion over you. They are administrating the law to you that isn't constitutional. And then they're befuddled when you stand up and go, wait a minute, that ain't right. Oh, well, you must be one of those extremists. Yeah. This is what happens when you have a coup in a country. The good people become the enemy of the state.
Yep, and which we were declared enemy of the state in 1933.
There you go. Brian, I thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day, John.
You too. Obi in Colorado. Hello, Obi.
Hi, John. I just wanted to throw my two cents in on this. I think all these gang people they're bringing in, they're going to use when they do the martial law thing, because you got a whole group of people that aren't going to be afraid to kill people. I mean, I think that's part of the government plan is, you know, and I believe they're going to have martial law lockdown in this country before the end of Obama's term.
Now, you're probably, that's probably accurate. That's a pretty good guess.
So that's my opinion, is these people are going to be used, you know, to help try to crack down on us and take away our guns.
Well, the one thing that you need to do, if you've got a, if you've got the American people, which, by the way, there are provisions for the unorganized militia, as much as they try to argue against it, and then you have the militia. But what do you do to divide and weaken and, well, divert resource and energy and time? You throw whatever you can up against them. In the meantime, they're clicking in the background, and make no mistake about this. When this transpires, you will see peacekeepers inside this country. You will see the UN as well. You will see our troops under the United Nations, taking orders directly from them. And I'll tell you what, Obi, this is a scenario, this is a nightmare scenario. This is why it concerns me greatly in our military and our police, our law enforcement. You guys had better wake up and make your choice. Because if you claim to be an American, you claim to be patriotic, you swore an oath to the Constitution of the United States, not for this administrative democracy for which it stands. You have a choice to make.
Well, I agree with that, John, and they're all going to have to make that choice. Unfortunately, the sheriff's department in the county I live are completely corrupt, and they're going along with the government plan, hook, line, and sinker.
Well, and you know what? That's a small contingent there. I wouldn't worry myself about that. I really wouldn't. Because these people, and I've explained this to any law enforcement I've ever run across, I said, you people are to be offered up as the fodder. And this includes FBI as well. And these people don't really seem to get it. They're expendable as a roll of toilet paper. Because the real aim is to disarm, to have your own forces, United Nations, and the police that they will handpick themselves, are to be the only ones that are going to be armed, and the rest of us will be disarmed. That is part and part of the agenda, that is part of the plan, and that has been in the works for a number of years. The problem that they have had is setting up the right scenario. Well, you're seeing the perfect storm right now. Economy going through the floor, people are homeless, you got drug dealers, MS-13, you got Mexican gangs, you've got everything now playing and going to that central core, and when that compresses, it will blow sky high.
Well, John, I'll say this one last thing for my cold, dead hands.
Well, you know, like I said, the most dangerous man on the face of the planet is the man that realizes he has nothing left to lose.
Well, thanks a lot, John. I'll let you go.
Thank you, Obie. I appreciate your call. They have been trying to cook up a scenario, and apparently they have done just that. I mean, literally, picking up Hondurans and El Salvadorans and just, oh, why make them go through Mexico? Why make them do that arduous journey through the desert southwest? I mean, these unscrupulous, drug-running guys and these coyotes and, yeah, bring a group over. Yeah, Houston's a half hour that way. Yeah. For all you people out there that have been on the wrong side, that have worn your badges and carried your guns and sworn to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, you are going to have a decision to make. And I think you pretty much figured it out by now. These right-wing extremists, these potential terrorists. This is why we are labeled henceforth, because we are the resistance against the overthrow of this government. Better late than never, boys. Bring some friends with you. Let me take one more call quickly, and I want to cover this. Suzanne, I got this from you down there in Northwest Georgia. What? So why did she drop? She just called. Okay, now I'm stuck. I don't have any place to go now. All right, so we'll just go here. I hope I can complete this. Suzanne, she called in the other day, and she read part of this on air. And this is a for real deal. This comes from JBK Current Events, dated Thursday, July 17. And this is a press release from, well, not necessarily, it says press release, but that's kind of a misnomer. That's for their own cadre. Oh, now there's the break. All right, I'll get on with this. And all this is official, and it has been verified. We'll take the break here. Come back, finish out the final segment on this Friday's edition of the National Intel Report.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie.
Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. Call now.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Alabama and Georgia law enforcement officers training to deal with domestic extremists, FBI Birmingham Division press release. Alabama and Georgia law enforcement officers training to deal with domestic extremists. U.S. Attorney's Office, Northern District of Alabama, number 205-244-2001. Oh, was I not supposed to say that? Oxford, Alabama, about 400 law enforcement officers from Northwest Alabama and Northwest Georgia will attend safety training on Thursday in Oxford to better prepare for potential encounters with domestic extremists, announced U.S. Attorney Joyce White Vance, FBI Special Agent in Charge Richard D. Schwein, Jr., and Oxford Police Chief Bill Partridge. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Alabama, the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force, and the Oxford Police Department will present the training at the Oxford Performing Arts Center. The training is designed to give local, state, and federal law enforcement officers and government security personnel survival skills and best practice tips in case they do encounter domestic extremists, such as members of the sovereign citizen movement or militia groups. The training will also address deadly force survival and weapons of mass destruction. Law enforcement officers must first protect themselves in order to protect the communities they serve, according to Miss U.S. Attorney Joyce White Vance. The goal of this training is for each participant to gain a greater appreciation of the potential threats associated with domestic extremism and how to best protect himself or herself if ever confronted with such a situation. As sovereign citizens' numbers grow, so do the chances of contact with law enforcement and thus the risks that incidents will end in violence. According to Schwein, went on to say that law enforcement must understand the sovereign citizen movement, be able to identify indicators, and know how to protect themselves from the group's threatening tactics and techniques. Under pressure, you don't rise to the occasion. You sink to the level of your training. You react the way you've been trained, Partridge said. Train hard and train often. Your life depends on it. The afternoon session of the day-long training will be a study of August 5, 2012, mass shooting at Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, in which a white supremacist shot and killed six temple worshipers, the gunman, a U.S. Army veteran, also wounded three other worshipers, and the first officer on the scene, who was struck with 12 bullets. The shooter himself killed himself, rather, with a shot to the head after another police officer shot him in the stomach. This is what the FBI has been pumping out to law enforcement. You got to watch out for these sovereign citizens. They'd much rather kill you than talk to you. Do you understand what's going on here? And again, I will say this. You guys with the shiny badges and the guns, and this particular section said it all. Under pressure, you don't rise to the occasion. You sink to the level of your training. You're brainwashing. We don't want you thinking. You will react the way you are trained. Train hard, train often. Your life depends on it. No, your life depends on the citizenry. And as long as you're one of the good guys, and you actually do believe you're supporting the Constitution of the United States, and for which all that entails, well, then you just might have a problem with any Joe Schmo on the street at anywhere at any time. We have enemies, and they're not at the gates, they're inside. This is amazing. This has been going on for a very long time. This is what you have when you have a coup in the country. See, that'll never happen here. Over the years, I've heard this. Oh, you're just full of it. You're one of those paranoid wackos. I love my country. It's my government I fear. When your government fears you, you have peace, you have tranquility. They're not messing with you. So I think it's about time that people surrender to logic, that people surrender to the rule of law, and you'd better start thinking your administrative position, because as I've told many law enforcement over the years, you are going to be asked to do things, and it's going to revulse you. It's going to make you sick. At that point in time, you have a choice to make. And this isn't about your survival. It isn't about your family. This is about your country. This is the survival. This is about the survival of one of the best countries that have ever been formed and have been on the face of this earth. That's what this is about, and its continuation. So all you ne'er-do-wells, all you corruptors of the truth, get your hands in the air.
two-time losers running everywhere, shouting and screaming, I was never there, with their hands in the air, hands in the air. I've seen bad news messengers avoiding kings, cheating spouses, twisting the rings, with their hands in the air. I got their hands in the air. As guilty as the wind out on the sea, affecting who we are and who we'll be. There's a desperation, a real despair. Even the good people are starting to declare, I've got my hands in the air. All my hands are in the air. They're surrendering, they're giving in. They're waiting not to go through this again. They got their hands in the air. All their hands are in the air. And they're sinking in the quicksand like a stone. Into the marrow of the bone. Dividing up their tears, and the gamblers, they're all cashing in their chips. There's a man in the middle of a parking lot wondering which way he should go. There's a star on the horizon sinking low. You corruptors of truth, you killers of spirit, you marauders of youth, get your hands in the air. I want to see your hands in the air. If you're selling these lies, these impossible dreams, you can keep on washing, but you'll never get clean. Get your hands in the air. Ah, let me see your hands in the air.